Okay, we're about to begin a brand new sugya, really truly a brand new sugya. This sugya really has several parts to it, and it could be, depending on what the calendar looks like, not this sugya per se, hopefully, but a few more of this related sugyas may actually take us to the break, believe it or not. You have to let me know when the break is exactly, but this is going to take us a while, next couple of sugyas. It starts out with the sugya, famous sugya called Nasan Huva Amrahi. The Gemara begins on the Hamid Bays, right where we left off the two dots. The Gemara starts to, after we finally figured out what the source for all the methods of Kedushin are, now the Gemara gives you, reads you the Hamadrich, how to do it. How do you go about getting married? So Tanur Abadon, two dots, Tanur Abadon, Ketzer Bekesef, how do you do Kesef? Nasan La Kesef, Ashav Kesef, Avala Aret Mekudesh Li Aret, Amurasis Li Aret, Lila Intu, that means Ishti in Aramaic, Harez Mekudesh. It's good. So basically with the Mishnah, with the Tasefta that the Gemara just quoted told us, is that there are two components of Kedushin. You need the Nesinus HaKesef, or Shav HaKesef, and you need a Dibur. The Dibur doesn't have to be the magic word Kedushin. It could be any word that is synonymous with Kedushin. The Gemara in the Vav Menalef is going to elaborate upon that a little bit later on, which Lashonas are proper synonyms for Kedushin, which are perhaps questionable words, but the three that the Braisa gave, that the Sefta gave, are okay. And now trouble starts. Well, he should not stop remember he. What if she gave him the ring, and she says to him, Harei Mekudesh is Lach. Equal opportunity. So she says, she gives him the ring and she says the Lashon of Kedushin. Or Harei Meres is Lach. Harei Lach Liimtu. So the Tosefta says unequivocally, Ein Mekudesh is. It's not Mekudesh is. Okay, so even though she wanted to do some little innovation, she wanted some creativity, some individuality, but that's just not the way to go. There was a couple that came to me a while ago that they wanted to, you know, do certain things with their chuppah. You know, I'm not necessarily in the realm of those kinds of modern other kinds of things. It's other kinds of creative. They want a little bit more individualized and, you know, something like that. So I explained to them, you know, individuality is very, very important. You know, because Baruch Hu created each person and they'll say, I'm Shavos. You know, we have to express our individuality. I said, but there are times and places in life where it's appropriate to express your creativity and individuality, and there are other times when not. So I said, standing under the chuppah is a time when we take our next step in the long, long chain, going all the way back to Matan Torah. Called Matan Torah, there was no condition, the Ram says, but from Matan Torah on. And I think that the appropriate, you know, mahalach of getting married is to do it in Minigabba Sayyidi Biyodain. The way marriage has been done for the last 3,500 years, approximately, that's the way we should do it also. There'll be other opportunities in your life to express your own creativity, but probably to see the condition is not the best time. So this woman obviously didn't hear that shmooze, and she decides to do things very different. And she takes the bull by the horns and the initiative, and she gives him a ring, and she says, she doesn't say Aretam of Kudoshli. Even she wasn't such an Amma Aretz, because that would be mamish nothing. Because she used the lashon of kedushin about herself, but she did all the talking, she did all the giving. So the Braisa says, "Ein mekudesh is goyish from goyish." So now the Gemara goes on to question that there seems to be a little bit of a steer in the Braisa, and the implications of the Braisa. Maskel of Papa. Time of the Nasanuva Amarhu. The Braisa is comparing and contrasting the right way of kedushin and the wrong way of kedushin. The right way is him doing everything, the wrong way is she doing everything. But there's gray, there are things in the middle. So what would the din be? Hanasanuva Amrahi. So he gives the ring, but she gives the speech. So it would sound from the beginning of the Braisa, Enim Kodeshas. It sounds like it's no good, because the Braisa says, this is it, it's my way or the highway. The only way to get married is Nasanuva Amrahu. Sounds like if she participates even through the Amira, that would be a problem. But Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Braisa. Aval Hisha Nasanuva Amrahi, Lohava Kedushin. The Braisa is comparing and contrasting and saying, if she does everything, the giving and the talking and everything, then it's no good. Implying, time to the huiva amrahi, hanas and huva amrahi, maybe have a condition, maybe that would be good. So there's basically almost a contradictory view. This is a very, very common style of text in the Gemara. The Gemara will do this very often with Mishnah, Brais, the Seftas, highlighting that the Tanoim were talking extremes, but it's not clear what the middle ground is. So what's the din now of a Nasan Huva Amrahi? That's why it's our sugya number 19. Nasan, what is the din? So the beginning of the Braisa sounds it's no good. The end of the Braisa sounds it may be okay. So the Gemara goes back and forth, trying to figure out what the answer is. And finally, the Gemara comes up with two different Lashonis. So one Lashon in the Gemara is that it's taka no good. That's no, forget about your seemingly contradictory din. It's no good. Then I'll tell you, finish, nothing, zero, gunish. And then the Gemara tones down a little bit and says, "Avibai same, it's three lines into the wide lines. Avibai same, and Nasanuva Amar Hu Mekudeshes." So the Braisa said the case that's for sure. Nasta hivi amri is ain't a mekudesh. It's for sure no good. Nasa huva amri sveika hivi chashinim midrabanan. That middle case that we weren't sure what to do with, there's a reason why we're not sure what to do with it, because we're not sure. It's tach a suffix. We don't know what the din is. It's a suffix condition. That's where the Braisa wasn't committed. That's where the Braisa was telling you what's for sure good, what's for sure no good, and what's in the middle, unclear. So the Gemara says the magic word sveika hivi chashinim midrabanan. So those four words are going to take up two whole sugyas besides this one. We're not up to those four words yet, because those four words are very, very, very difficult to understand. We're not talking about that sugya, but just for a moment, what is the profound problem with those four words? Sveik hivi chashinim midrabanan. It should be sveik hivi chashinim what? Midrais. It means if it's a real mamonim shochav, it's a real suffik kedushin. So why isn't that a suffik derais? So where did that word derabanan come in from left field? So that's a big, big, big topic. Hopefully, Mitzchem, it's actually two topics, two independent sugyas, but we're going to get to that later on. Right now, we're just focusing on the case itself. So, we're standing under the chuppah, and this is what's happening, right? We have a beautiful chuppah over here again. Two people standing under the chuppah, right? He's standing over here. She's standing over here. Make her a long dress, okay? All right? And what happens? So he takes the ring, and he's about to put it onto her finger. She says, Hare ani mekudesh, or whatever. She does the lashon of kiddushin. So what do we say about this? Everyone's standing there in horror. What's the maskana? Sveika. We don't know what to do. We have a nosanu, amrei. What's the din? So whenever you see that the Gemara leaves us hanging as a suffix, what's the lomdish question we have to ask? What's the what? What are the two words we're going to ask? What's the what? It's a suffix. What's the what? What's the nekudas of suffix? What's the point of suffix? What is it about this case that leaves us hanging that we can't figure out what to do with this? So let's analyze it. What do we think the din should be? What's our baseline? Should this work? Should this not work? How would you begin to tackle this? So where would you even begin to look? If you want to paskin shaynuchas kedusha, where's the best place to look? Look at the chumash, right? Everything's got to come from the Torah. So we open up the Chumash, Parshas Kiseitze, and we start to read. And we're expecting that somewhere in between the lines we're going to see something about this case. That's how all Tosh about that works, right? The Rambam writes, it's a third parish of Mishnayis. So the Kayadua, the Bershom gave Moshe Rabbeinu Tosh of Chsav. He gave him the ABCs of the Tosh about that. And then you got to figure out. That's what we do for the rest of our lives, to try to figure out. Where does it stand in Tosh of Chsav this? Where is it Meramis to this? Where is it Luke to this? What's the Drush? What's the this? What's the Svara? Is this right? Is this wrong? Is it right extrapolation? Wrong extrapolation? Comparable? That's what we do all day. So let's go to the ABC. So what do we have? What are the facts on the ground? So what do we have to go with? Give me a pasuk. That's all I have. So what I'm really asking, when this is going on, and he's giving a ring and she's answering, she's saying, was that a fulfillment of the words of the Rabbanu Shalom, ki yikach ishisha, or not? What just transpired, was that mekayem hashenema ki yikach ishisha, or what we just saw happened here was a different picture? What just happened here was, I don't know, some other kind of modern innovation, but that was not Yikach Yishish of the Rabbanu Shalom. So that L'chor is the Kudus of Sofek. And what leads us to believe that this should or should not be Yikach Yishish, proper form of Yikach Yishish? So Rashi already gives you the hint. Rashi already tells you, Anasanu, Domi L'chi Yikach Yish. V'yamrehi, Domi L'sikach Yishish. Rashi is referring back to other sugyas earlier in condition. The ABCs of Kedushin are that the man has to take the woman, not vice versa. So any marriage ceremony that involves a woman taking a man, being lokech the man, that you know, if you see that image, you see that picture playing out, called the ki si lakach ish alish, or something like that, you know for a fact that you did not witness. That is not a Kedushin. The Tiburjum didn't say too much in Toshok Sab. It's a ki yikach ishish, four words. But licked in those four words, this message clear as day, it's got to be the man taking the woman. That's just the way it is. Anyone who has problems with that, take it up with the Rabban Shalom. That's the way, that's what it says in the Chumash. So now Rashi says, we're scratching our heads here and asking ourselves, well, what did we see here? Was there a kiyika chishisha, or was the opposite taking place? So the answer is, what's the answer to that question? We got different hints, we got different indications from different things going on. Because usually, there are usually two things that make it clear as day that the man's doing in control. What are the two things? He does the Nesina and he does the Amira. So here they split. He did the Nesina and she did the Amira. So there's part of what we just saw transpiring is a man's role, is the Kiyikach. So that sounds like it's okay. But there's another half called the woman talking, which is the opposite image. And the Nekudas HaSafek is, which component of Kedushin really, truly is necessary for it to declare Kiyikach Hishisha? Can I argue that as long as the man did the Nesina, that's called the Kiyikach? What do I say? No, that unless the man does both, that's the Chisan, the Kiyikach. That seems to be the Nekudas HaSafek. According to Rashi, the Nekudas HaSafek revolves around, really very, very simple, it's a Kiyikach Shaila. Normally, Kiyikach has Nesina and Amira linked to it. And here, he's doing this, but she's doing the Amira. Can we really truly call that Kiyikach? That seems to be the Nekudas HaSafek for interaction.
Why was it necessary for Rashi to cut? Isn't it clear that's the problem with the Pasuk?
You think so? It's so not clear that half the Rishonim say that's not at all what's going on in this Sugya.
But the Pasuk is so explicit.
Well, let's wait and see. Let's see what the other Rishonim say. So the Rishonim don't accept Rashi. The Tur. The Tur quotes from the Rama. Because of Rama, the Kol Shekeinim Ona Habal Hein Bishas Nesina Davivadei Kiddushin. Says the Ramah, there's one thing that could change the dynamics of this case that could for sure make it work. No question about it. You know what it is? If he says, yes. It's like a different thing. He says, I do. Now wait a second. What did she say? Haray ani mekudashes l'cha, kedas, ma'ishim yisrael, whatever kedas she meant, whatever really, mekudashes, kedas, and at the end of the day, he says, yes, honey, hein. Says the Rama, what comes next? Awesome. Oh, Yishom, we start dancing back there. Everything's gevaldic. Wonderful. They're married, l'chaladeus, b'li shum sofik. There's no sofik at all. Now I ask you, Rabbi Sain. I'm sitting in the audience. I am scratching my head. You know, I'm a fairly conservative kind of a guy. I don't mean religiously conservative. I mean, I've gone to many weddings, and I've seen pretty much all weddings are the same. Sometimes some chuppah is a little longer, some chuppah is a little shorter. Somebody said to me, I was at a chasana, must have been Parshas Chayisara. So by the time the chuppah was over, I had already finished being Mavisedra. So somebody asked me, they saw I was like up the Shvi. So I said it was a long chuppah, short Parsha. They said, those are the good ones. But it's a long Parsha, short chuppah, then it takes me another wedding that week to finish up. Vayetze is a long Pasha. So I didn't even start one Rashi, because Vayetze, if you follow the Minhag HaGemara, you do it until from one Psucha to another Psucha. So Vayetze is one, you lane the whole Pasha. So I was only able to do the Shnayim Mikra part. I got to like the first three Rashis, and then the Chuppah was over. So I have to wait for another. I don't have any more weddings. Wait for something else to happen. Okay, good. So over here, I'm sitting in the back and watching what's going on. And I'm scratching my head and I'm thinking to myself, yes, I'm a key. I'm like Sasson. I'm thinking, is this Kiyikach or Zikach? Huh? Is this like the, this is the real, true, orthodox way of getting married, or is this some other kind of way of getting married? I'm ready for the kill over here. Is this Kiyikach or not Kiyikach? So what do I see happens? So he takes out the ring, Baruch Hashem. I'm going to see a Hamish wedding going on. He says, and all of a sudden, I hear her giving a speech. Hare ani mekudash slecha, kedas this and that, chahol chagadya. So I'm scratching my head. I say, oh my goodness, 50% of me just told me that I saw kiyikach. And the other 50% said I just saw kisikach. And then this poor guy, at the very end, the chosin says, yes, dear, honey, I agree. Good. Da 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 da. So I saw kiyikach. He's saying, yes, dear, makes a kiyikach. She gave a 40-minute speech about how she'd be kudashas to him, and he said a hein, and that made a kiyikach? How'd that happen? So what's the Ramah talking about? Shomea Koina, what is this? Is reading the Megillah? What is this? Come on, it's a game. There was a microphone there. Can you say Shomea Koina, maybe? What kind of late service is this that I'm in Europe Shazit? So what is going on? That transforms, that changes the game. So the Mishnah Melech says, according to Rashi, that would never change the game. His little hein, lu yichid varecha, that Yaakov says to Reuven says to Yaakov, that's going to change the game. That makes it all of a sudden ois kisikach. Now it's kisikach. Come on, that's a game. Says the Mishnah Melech. Rashi would never say such a thing. Rashi would say, we're like the Sava, still in the Kudus of Sava. She got the, like, come on, she said that she gave a 20-minute speech and he said, hey, it's not going to change the key seeker. So what's the Ramah talking about, says the Mishnah Melech? The Ramah must have had a totally different way of understanding the Sugya. What's the different way the Ramah understood the Sugya? The Ramah had a different Nekudus of Sava. I know Rashi was very, very appealing to you, but there's another way to read the Sugya. And you don't have to look at Pesukim how to read the Sugya. There's some other fundamental problem with the Nasan Huva Amrahi. What's the fundamental problem? He gives her a ring, and he didn't say anything. We have no idea why he gave her the ring. Maybe it was happy birthday. Maybe it was happy graduation. How do you know what he gave her the ring for? So normally when he's standing there, he's saying, you can leave the fact that he's standing under the chuppah, he's wearing a what, you know, he's wearing his kit. Leave that out. That's Asuka Biosu Indian. Forget about that. Right? A boy and a girl, he gives her a ring and he says nothing. What's that kedusha? So maybe what the Yad Ramah was bothered with is that the Nasan Huva Amrahi is not a chisaron in the Maisa Kicha. The Kiyikach was fulfilled. Kiyikach in the Torah is referring to the Siddur HaKes. Kesef Asada Kach Mimeni doesn't mean Kesef Asada Daber Mimeni. Kesef the Kach Mimeni means the Kicha, namely the Siddur HaKesef, the Siddur HaKesef, the Siddur HaKesef, free from the man to the woman, that was fulfilled there. I have the arrow going in the right way. The fact that she's babbling doesn't detract from the Kiyikach. It's not even her talking that's causing the problem. That's not the root of the issue. The fact that she's giving a Hoshia Kvali under the Chuppah doesn't interest us. That's the mal of the Meirin. It's not her and Mira that's ruining it. Where does the Chisaron lie in? We have no idea why he gave her the ring. And therefore, if we could come up with any other way of sizing up what his Kavana was, so then we're home free. Then we're okay. And what is accomplished by that magic word, Hain? When he says, yes. He nods. He says, yes, dear. Yes, that's exactly. It wasn't the birth. I'll buy your birthday present next week for your birthday. This was a marriage ring. When he says, Hain, so then we could have to start to sing, Haji Shama. Because we've ascertained what his kavana was, Belishim Sofet. Says the Mishnah, that's a different sugya than Rashi. It's a different pismet, a different Nekudas HaSofet. The Amrahi, according to Rashi, is a poisel. Amrahi is a chisar, and it's ruining it for us because it's creating that image of Kisikach, which is a disaster in Hukas Kedushin. According to the Ramah, what is it? It's hard talking. She can babble, she can give whatever she has, whatever shmuz she wants to give on the chuppah, she can give, say whatever she wants. She wants to give a sermon on the chuppah, gegas on tait. The real problem in Nasan Huva Amrahi is not the Amrahi, is that there's no Amrahu. That's that when you have an Amrahi, then by definition you don't have an Amrahu. And who that's lacking, that ruins the kedusha, because there's a lack of kavana sabal that we know of, and that could easily be rectified by an Amiras Hain. That's a different sugi lagamri, right? That's a different sugi. Lagamri, different sugi. So Rashi was very, very important to the Sugya. Rashi added his two cents as to what the Sugya is talking about. Other Rishonim didn't even think that's what the Sugya was talking about. Yeah. Okay, we're not talking about Isu Inyan. Who says Isu Inyan? That's a whole other Sugya about Isu Inyan. I drew them under a chuppah, nice. And what if they're sitting in the candy store?
Without his
hand,
why didn't
you go? Oh, so you ask yourself, wait a second. This is all happening at the same time. Right? Wait a second. You always say, wait a second. He said, you're going to tell me with a straight face that we don't know what he wants to do? He's giving other, I mean, it's all happening in Vasachas, because you have to say the Diba really actually precedes the actual giving. So she's giving the speech, and he's giving a ring, and we really don't know what he means? I don't understand. And when the marriage is done in the normal way, when he gives her a ring, why don't we say the same thing? That unless she says yes, and she says I do, unless she again says Amen, how do we know what she wants? How do you know? Isn't the same problem? If this new problem according to the Ramah exists, that the lack of your personal dibur means that there's a lack of our understanding what you really mean, why isn't that problem pose a difficulty in the normal condition also? What's the difference between the two? So what's the answer? So the Ritva adds on to this pshat a little bit. The Ritva says that I'm sending Ron. the Ran in the fourth of the Maimon Kaim says, "Shtika sa mora haskama sa." Her being quiet is a proof beyond the shadow of a doubt that she's masking to what's going on. Why? Because she'd be an absolute fool not to throw this ring back in his face. She mitok she naseres imised lo nichala hayla limchais. By her accepting this ring, he's talking kiddush. He's talking marriage, and she's not saying a word. She's just accepting. She's going to come and tell us, "I meant to accept it as a birthday gift." He said marriage to her. Didn't she realize the ramifications of getting married? She gets married, she can't marry anybody else. So her shtika is ein l'cha raya brura b'dayla mizu that she was masking to what happened. But him, aval ha'ish kabi nasiru v'amrihi kev diboy l'mensev acharise nasiv lo ich b'slam nirish you mask him ulevika rabishenu mask him shaysek. The man's shtika is not a proof of anything. You know why? Because he has in the back of his mind, there's a whole story going on, there's a drama playing out here. In the back of his mind, he knows she's giving a whole speech. So he thinks to himself, whoop-dee-doo, let her zog, let her dash in some more, let her think she's getting married to me, and let the rabbis think I'm married. Let everybody, who cares? I'm going to marry somebody else anyway. No chem to be a gesh, I'm going to marry whoever I want anyway, says the Ran. So let people think that I'm married to her. Oh, once now he has that pischon peh, his shtik is no longer a hochacha that he was maskim, then what do we say? Then we'd have to say that the kedusha was not kedusha. And we don't have a proof that he was maskim. So it's only from the vantage point of the woman where she would be an absolute fool not to put up a fight. He doesn't want to put up, he's a nice guy, he doesn't want to fight with her. He's not going to fight, he'll just marry somebody else, no big deal. He's in the show and buy, so he's a nice guy. So comes around and says, his shtika is not that proof positive that we're looking for. Her shtik is a proof positive. Interesting. That's almost like the Ran's touching up of the Ramah's understanding. I ask you a question, Rabbi, I say, could something change? Could that assessment of psychology change? Very quickly, says the Avdim Eluim, that if that's the assessment of the difference between the Nasahu and the Amrhe, that's going to change radically post who? Post Ben Gershom. If you live in a world where you can't marry another wife, so now he has as much an effect that she has to lose. He's keeping quiet. Bizman Hazer is going to cost him big time. He's not going to be able to get married. So he's not going to be able to marry somebody else. So he's going to be in a big pickle. He's going to be in hot water if he doesn't open up his mouth right now. And he still doesn't open up his mouth. His shtika is as good as her shtika. If you go down the route of the Ramah with the Ran's chap, with the Avim Luim's chap and a chap, what sugi just ceased to exist, Bizman Hazer? Nasan Uvi Abrahi. Without the window. I mean, there's no Safi anymore. Of course she's Mekudeshes. According to the Ramah, the only reason why she was any Mekudesh is because we have in the back of my mind, maybe he was just not bothering to open up his mouth. Not by Meshuggah and not opening your mouth. Bizman Hazer, you better open up your mouth. So it comes out, the Gemara says, Nasan Uvi Abrahi is Sveika. What would we say, Bizman Hazer? Well, Nasan Uvi Abrahi, raise a Vadim Mekudeshes. It's no worse than Nasan Huva Amarhu. That's if you go down there, we connect the dots of the Ramah to the Ran to the Avdim Eluim. But Rashi would say the whole dots are wrong. You're connecting the wrong dots. But the Rashi learned the wrong sugya. So we have a major machlekes to be sharing here. What is the chisaron in Nasan Huva Amarhu? Is the chisaron the chisaron of the kiyikach, the kisikach? Or is the chisaron not really the kiyikach? The chisaron is not an active chisaron, it's a passive chisaron. The chisaron is that there was no dibur habaal, which sometimes can be interpreted to mean that he wasn't so convinced that he wants to go through with this, and again, that changed according to the time and place. So hopefully Hashem, tomorrow we have to pick up on this machlokes and see, but what is the root of the machlokes Rashi in the Ramah now? Why did Rashi feel so compelled to learn that the sugi revolves around kiyikach, and the Ramah felt that the sugi revolves around kavan? Hopefully Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it up.
Having lunch.
Yeah, lunch. You guys lunch. Yeah.